In Parshas Matos, Shteyn Pasuk Yachad Avarei. This is the love to be over in the Dorim. But we also learn now from this Pasuk, the one in Chagiga, the few of them are off, the Ashes in this Pasuk, Yachad Avarei, who any Miachal? The person who makes the Nether cannot make Chum in the Nether, cannot be over the Nether. Avachem Miachal Malay, but others could be Mati the Nether. Mind you, Chocham Oigas in Israel. From this Pasuk, we learn now that you could be Mati Nether. The Gemara Zog, that's Het in the Dorim Perech Ba'avia. Rashi teaches that Hetnodorm is like floating in the air. So Rashi mat remez ishmer mikra. In this drasha, this mat remez. Ain among the smichel she came mosel chum b'toyish v'alpeh. Big, we know this halachim b'toyish v'alpeh. The drasha itself, we wouldn't see it so much, but b'toyish v'alpeh is the first. I mean, the right, so you can be mati nether. About kaponim, the din of being mati nether, Tosadorm is going down from this pasuk of Vayachad Avari. But the chinuch in mitzvah tavav, the mitzvah being zan, also the kasha of our torah nedarim. Before this lav of yachad avari, we also have the torah kasha matzayis din of our torah nedarim. That means that a father can be made for the nether, can break the nether of his daughter, or a husband, a baal, can be made for the nether ishtei, his wife's nether. And the chinuch counts this for mitzvah say. He counts as one of the tag mitzvahs is haforos nedarim. And the chinuch includes in that the mitzvah of hataras nedarim. The mitzvah of to be mati neder is also a mitzvah time the chinuch. You became a mitzvah to say when you mati neder by lifnei chacham, in front of a chacham, or the chinuch, for example, is the Gemara says if you don't have a chacham, dayan mumcha, you can take shalosh as hadyetis. Take three people that are not mumcha and mati neder. And time the chinuch, he also became this mitzvah to say. In the mitzvah to say of first nedarim, time the chinuch, it's included the mitzvah of hataras nedarim. It's a shtickle chiddush that this comes from the mitzvah of first nedarim. Because the chinuch brings down the mitzvah of Eliyachol Devari in mitzvah of Zion, the next mitzvah. That he just called the lab of Eliyachol Devari, not to be over in the Darim. But the Inyav HaTosid Darim, which the Gemara goes up from Eliyachol Devari, the chinuch doesn't mention by Eliyachol Devari, he brings it down by the mitzvah of HaFaros Nedarim. But upon him, that's the chinuch shita, that he mekayim a mitzvah say with HaTosid Nedarim also. Then the chinuch brings down Ramban Ischelik. Ramban says that even HaFaros Nedarim, which is the Ferish to tell you that when a baal is naked, that's not a mitzvah. The Ramban does not count that it's deraisa, it's a dinder.
It's a rishus type of mitzvah.
What?
It's a rishus,
man. A rishus, right. It's a rishus, but that, it's not, you're not making a mitzvah. It's not one of the tayag mitzvahs, thank you, Ramban. And Kolshkin and Tosin Dharma not be from the tayag mitzvahs. But the Chinuch holds that it is from the tayag mitzvahs. And then the Chinuch says, seems to me, the Chinuch says that if you're mati neder, shungoi kmitzis a Torah, this is Loshen. If materi neder, shungoi kmitzis a Torah, if you're going shnei gyotis, a yochet sheni mumcha, moshe, you sit down to mati neder in front of two people, two dionim, or yochet sheni mumcha, afo pisha ter mene hetta, yesho neim oinish bitl asei zeh. First of all, it's not a hetta, it doesn't work. It's technically you're mavato mitzis asei. You're oiva bitl mitzis asei by doing that. There's an issa to mavato mitzis asei. If you try to mati neder the wrong way, you're mabatim to say. So this to me is a shver and chayyah, because the chayyah, the holy mitzvah mitzvah say passed only by mitzvah chiyumis, not mitzvah chiyumis. Even according to the chinuch, that hatosavam is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah chiyumis. You're mekayim mitzvah you do. You're not mechuyut yimat in other. No one says that. You're not mechuyut. The staka famous gemara in the Dorm of Tess and other places. Tovah shomitida, shein in the ikka. It's better not to make a ned at all than to make a ned to be mekayim. So maybe there's any two mati nether. You want to be, if you mati nether, you take away the chsar that you did by making the nether, but it's not a mitzvah to say. The mashal, a mitzvah chiyuvis, when a person has a chiv to put on tefillin, and he's over that, and the day goes by, chashom he has to put on tefillin, he's in bat mitzvah to say. Or if a long venesta gives a chiv, the time goes by, he's in bat mitzvah to say. If you put on a bigger baba kanfais, then you're mechiv to put on tzitzis, you're in bat mitzvah to say. But there's no chiv to put on a bigger baba kanfais. There's a famous gemara in Menachos, Daphnem Merach says, the mandik of Yitzchah Ba'alma and Shinyan, and whoever does Tatstaki, you miss the Nashach Metzitzis. But isn't the Yitzchah, Rechman Aslan, then there will be an Einish for a person why he didn't put himself in the case of Mekhaim Tzitzis. That's one of the reasons we put ourselves in the Mitzvah Tzitzis. We bedach, we're big of Abba Kampis, Tal Tkatan, to be Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah Tzitzis, because the Gemara says, but isn't the Yitzchah, Rechman Aslan, there will be an Einish on a person that uses excuses not to do the mitzvah tzitzis, gets out of it. But right, that's a special gemara of the din of the mitzvah, but it doesn't mean you have the issa mavat mitzvah say. So how could the chinuch say over here that the mavat mitzvah say by being mati neder the wrong way? There's a There's a famous halacha that besides the Indian of being matinet by Nedarim, there's an Indian of Shernel by Hekdesh also. When a person is Makdash Akarban, the same way you can be matinet, you can be Shernel on the Hekdesh. You can go to Shleshi Jaitis or one Chacham, and you could be Shoyal on what you Makdash and make the Behemah Ois Karban. The same way you could be Oikad Nedar Mikari, you could be Oikad Hekdesh Mikari. It's called Shernel by Hekdesh. Remis Machoikas Besharm Besilmel, but we pass like Besilmel that you could do Shernel by Hekdesh. The Mishnah Mach in Tekirin Hilsum Lachem Ach Zayin, the Mechassan Chosu brings down the Mitzvah of Vav, by Zayin, declares the Santa Shaila about the Gemara says in Chulin that Hei, Mer Aleph, that Mekavim Nadarim Nadavis Men Akum. Goyim can also be Makdash Akavim. The Gemara is a Drasha that a Goyim can also be Makdash Akavim. Oyel or Moshul, and if he sends it to Beis Mikdash, or Mekavil the Akavim from the Goyim, from the Akum, and we bring the Akavim. Klet the Mechassan Lach, can a Goyim be Shoyal on a Tekdash? Okay, if a guy made a carbon, like the Gemara says in Chulin, can he be sure on the Tekdash? Kind of Mechassin HaShachar Yenach. It says, this whole chiddush that a guy could be Makdash a carbon, the Gemara is a drasha. But this halacha that you could be sure on Hekdash, that was not given to Goyim. Most of the Goyim don't have the whole Torah, they don't have these halachas. So HaShachar, just because the guy has a din that he could be Makdash a carbon, doesn't mean they could be sure on the Hekdash. But when the Mishnah Mach brings down that this Ben is Mechassin Yishami. Yishami Mitzach Nazi, the last pair, Halach Aleph, is machlokes Yishami if a goy could be shoyal on a hekdesh. So you have to understand what's the machlokes. So I'm thinking you could say that the machlokes in Yishami is telling you this machlokes on Banan l'chinach. The man of the holes in Yishami, the holes that Achim cannot be shoyal on hekdesh, he'll hold like the chinach. That there being mati and nedda, tosador, and shoyal on hekdesh is a mitzvah. And since it's one of the tag mitzvahs, that mitzvah is not given to goyim. Goyim only have, Achim only has zayim mitzvahs and neinoyach. They don't have this mitzvah. That's the chinach, that's the mishmal svar. But the other man that we hold like Yomban, that Tosa Dorm is not a mitzvah. It's a din, and it's one of the dinim in the Dorm.
But even if it's a mitzvah, it's still a din also.
Yes, but the same way, if you hold like Yomban, that it's not a mitzvah, it's just a din, then you can say it's a din in the Dorm, it's a din in Hekdesh also. You can be Shoyal, and a Zoybi Akum, a Goy is Bechal, the Neuch is Bechal, the Pasha of the Makdash, she has all the din of the Makdash, which includes this din to be Shoyal.
Isn't it the reason because of the angle?
But he is Betoyus Hekdesh. And in Hekdesh, he also has a Shenel Behekdesh. It's a little bit like, if you hold it's a mitzvah, you think even if it's a mitzvah, it should be a din. But it comes from this pasha. If this pasha is a mitzvah in the Torah, then this mitzvah is not given to Ben Noach. Ben Noach are not given the tag mitzvah. They don't have Shabbat mitzvah. Ben Noach are not given this mitzvah. But if they were given the pasha of being Makdash, if it's a din in the pasha of Makdash, it may be yes. The Gemara in Babasa, Kufsof and Beis, because it's interesting, it's not so much in Sechna Dharma, it's more in other places in Shas, but yet one of the main sugars is in Yishneichon, the Kuf. The Gemara has a drush over there that Hatos Dharma has to be Bifnei Dayan Echad Mumcha, before one Dayan who's a Mumcha, or Shlesh Dayan Hadyaitis, or three Dayan Hadyaitis. And the Gemara dashes from Pasuk. We're not to be matinah before Shleish Yaitis because we don't really have mumchum today. It's very hard to find a mumchum. Chayim mumchum means emes tamchach menachas nedarim. Even though the nusach in the siddur that we always in the nusach in the machzorim for Rosh Hashanah is shumina rabbeisek diyana mumchum. Chayim that nusach is abdafka because if it would be diyana mumchum, then you wouldn't need three. You'd only need one. And chayim they're not diyana mumchum. It always.
It's not the only right.
What? But always was wondering, bothered me a little bit why we say a davar she'ena emes, chat rachman tzlan, moisim yipid, a davar she'ena emes, calling them the yonah mumchum, if fat ever shun, you have to get the slichus, and it's happening, as I told you, you want to be careful for an emes, and we say the yonah mumchum. I remember one time, I remember Kalman Epstein, he was once with Matthew Ned, I was there, and I remember when he got Shimon or Abaisai, and he looked up at us, he made a face, like it bothered to say it, and he said, anyway, the yonah mumchum. The takabah than this, like what's passing in mumchim on bachim? It's not so pashut. But when I say that's what we say. Kivege in the truth, Kivege is a man gimel. Kivege brings down that he brings down what he was mazi b'drashay sab. In drash of Rabbim, he says he was mazi da'olam. Interesting point that you should keep in mind that when you mat the neder, to mat the neder, say shleish shejedus is din deraisa. You have to have shleish shejedus mideraisa. So mideraisa, you have to make sure they're da'olam. Kivega reminds them to make sure that if you're using a bach who's a mitzvah boy, 13, 14, 15, you should make sure it's the smalis kenai. Make sure he has a full beard. It's growing with him a full beard. The reason is because There's the famous Gemara in Nidah Daf Mem Vav. We spoke about this one time. It's a different Shem's Kaveg is Ma'arich in this Siman Zion. One of our first Shem is actually our second Chabura, Shir Beis. If you want to look it up, we spoke about this Barichas. The Gemara says that the real Siman of Galus is Shtei Sairis Lamata. The Shtei Sairis, that's how you know a cotton is Yotzim Michal cotton, it became a Galus. But we're not Boidic there, and in fact the place can say we don't even know how to be Boidic today. We're not Bekiim, what's a Cyrus and what's a Shuma. So we're not Boidic there. So how do we know a boy's or Mitzvah? The Torah says, the Gemara says, yeah, what's called Chazaka the Rabba. Rabba said, Amar Rabba, Kotten Abol Chal Shneisav, Chazaka Shevi Simonim. When a boy reaches 13, or a girl reaches Bas Mitzvah 12, it's a Chazaka that they brought Shtei Cyrus. But the Mogen Avram, in Simon Lamates, says that you should not be Simech on Chazaka the Rabba, Finyam the Raisa. Should only be Semech and Chazaka the Rabba Finyam the Rabbanon, or for the Raisa L'chumra. When a boy reaches 13 and we're assuming he's a Gadol, that's L'chumra. We tell the Bar Mitzvah boy to Mekayim all Mitzvahs Mid Raisa, or we're Semech on him for that he's a Gadol Finyam the Rabbanon, L'mashal for a minion. You want to have a minion for davening, you're Semech he's a Gadol. But Finyam the Raisa, L'mashal to have the 13 or 14 year old boy, young boy, to write a Sefer Torah Tehillim and Mezuzos to be a Sefer, that would not Semech on Chazaka d'Rabba. You need a Gadol to write Zafris, to write Sefer Torah Tehillim and Mezuzos, that you're not Semech on Chazaka d'Rabba. Or to have him be mighty someone in benching the Raisa, or maybe Pasha Zacha the Raisa, that would not Semech on Chazaka d'Rabba. Until it's Mali Skena, if you see that it's growing by him a full beard, that's already a Simon that for sure he has Simon Lamata also. So Megal, times of Kivega, when you want to be Matineda, you should not use a 13-year-old boy to be Matineda because you're not sure if it's not the smallest cana, if he's not growing a full beard, which a lot of kids don't have yet, you're not Semech to grow up a distant Raisa. Kivega, he asks the kash on himself, the Gemara says in Adarim, Dafayin Zayin, in Talach in Yodei, it's in Rishol Ches, of Gimel, that Psungi Eidis, my craving, a kash of Atas Adarim. I didn't really look it up that much. I don't want to pass the halacha, but that seems to be a halacha that krevim makosh v'tarsin darim. Use the kariv v'tarsin darim. The main effect of kiveg, if a kariv is kosh v'tarsin darim, why can't a cotton be kosh v'tarsin darim? Other psulim are kosh, why not a cotton? So kiveg says the chilek is posh. There's a chilek. A kariv is not a psul haguf. Because see, this kariv, a mashal brother or a father, he's koshin the edus for somebody else. Or kosher to be a dying for somebody else. He's only pasul v'yad. That's called a psul ne'edis. That's kosher patas nadarim. But cotton is a psul haguf. He's pasul everywhere. So cotton that's pasul everywhere, he'll be pasul even for patas nadarim. Maybe it's psul haguf because they're pasul everywhere. I was thinking by cotton is maybe a different chiluk. Like cotton, the psul is not badas, and not badas means it's kamisha ena, like he's not here. He's not badas. It's like he's not even here. Maybe that's why it's possible even for those that are shinking, craving are b'nei das. Yeah, they don't go you don't have to mean to everyone else, like an isha.
Isha doesn't say this. The isha can't say it.
Right.
She can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not badas.
If the Bar Mitzvah boy is himself being Mati Neder, when he comes to be Mati Neder, the minig is, after he's Mati Neder, he says to be Mati Neder, the other people, like, if he's there, we should have the Bar Mitzvah boy be Mati Neder, but not sit to be Mati the next person. We should just do the Matayv and be Mati Neder for them, but not. You should not let the boy be one of the yonim. And even if you have, even though it's only a mila, it's only a mila. You want to do it right. But throughout that part of the hatas adarim is for, like we say, if you know you can minik toif shleish shapamim, which is very common. People do minik toif shleish shapamim. They want to be matineda. This is a serious thing.
The other things we also see
under ISIS.
Yeah.
And what?
Basically,
And even if you have a group of Mitzvah Bochum that want to be Matir Neder together, each one should not be, they need to be Matir Neder on the side of the Gadol, but they should not be Matir the next one on the side that, on the side of Sofik. That's also schwer. There's one more halach in the Tosfos Darim, the Gemara says in Gittin, Dachlamet Hei, it's also in your day, in halach in your day, it's in Mereshav Chesed Talmud, that when someone is Matir Neder, showing on Nidroi, he has to be Mefaret the Neder before one of the Matirim. If he knows, if he remembers his Neder, then one of the Matirim has to, not all three have to know. All three don't have to know, but one of the Matirim should know what his Neder is. He should tell him, that's the Gemara in Gittin, Dachlamet Hei. So Kvegan, this Tshuva, Siminayin Gimel, is this the Shaila by someone who he had Bimati Neder, and he was embarrassed. He wanted to keep it private. He knew this halach. He has to tell at least one of them what his neder is. And he doesn't trust anybody to tell them what his neder is, except for one bacha who's 15-year-old boy. He says Ben Tesvav Shalibri Betuach Halav. He has one bacha that he trusts. He wants to use him as part of the bezin. So the problem is, someone told him, the Kivega gave a joshua, told him over his joshua, that you're not supposed to use a young boy to Matir Neder, which is not in Smalas Cana. And this boy was 15 years old, and he still wasn't Nishkavaksim on the board. He didn't have a full beard yet. So he's okay, what's he supposed to do? He wants to use Matir Neder. He doesn't want to tell anyone else his side, what the Neder was. It's only when he trusted the 15-year-old boy, and according to Kivega, you can't use him to be Matir Neder. So what's the answer? So Kvega writes him back, Eitz HaKalni Yishliya, I have a very easy Eitz for you. Take four Matirim. Take three people that are Bavi Gedolim. Also add on this boy, this bacha that you trust. Tell him your neder. And Mela, for the Dinder Raisa, that you need three Gedolim, you have three Gedolim. But for this halacha, that you have to be Mefar the neder in front of one, that's only the Rabbanon. So Kvega, that's not the Raisa, that's only the Rabbanon. And Zavi, that's the Rabbanon, for that you keep a Semach on Chazaka the Rabbah. To use this bacha, that's his eitzah. Oh, no, we're going to get that. We're going to get that in a second. But that's Kivega's eitzah. But then Kivega asked on himself a kasha that in case this 15-year-old boy was taka cotton, why doesn't he pasul the other dayanim midin him sechem recover pasul? The din is, the Mishra says, makas achim veiz, by eidus at least, if you have, you only really need, by most idiots, two eidim, but if you have more than two eidim, you can have three, four, five, you can have extra Edom, but if one of the Edom is possible, it passes all of them. The Moshul, if you have three Edom and one of them is possible, then even though you have two Ksherim, they're all possible. The possible Ed passes all of them. And by Dayonim, there's a Knesset Gedolah that holds the same halacha by Dayonim. By Dayonim also, if one of the Dayonim are possible, it passes all of the Dayonim. Even though you only need three Dayonim, but if you have an extra Dayan, if he's possible, he passes all of the Dayonim. There's a man over here, what's the Kivega's Eitz to eat on this boy? In case he's a cotton, he's going to pass all of them. So Kivega basically says that the Knesset Gedolim is a Das Yachid, maybe there's other reasons, but you don't have to be so chayshish for this din by Dayanim. The Ikka din in Nisachim Mekar Apostle is the Ikka by right, yeah, it's not by Dayanim. And I was thinking that Tersebi, which is really similar to what we said before, which is really Beferish to Nesivis. Nesivis is similar on above, says on the din of Nisachim Mekar Apostle does not apply to cotton. In case you have kosher eidim and one of them was a cotton, you don't say by a cotton himself I'm a kosher apostle, because time can see it's a cotton is b'chalma the eid. He's not b'chalma the eid apostle, he's b'chalmish kind of eid.
He never got in,
right? He's not eid at all. Then the Tumim says the same sparb in again Isha. Tumim says, the noshim ain't beged the eid is klal, but loy shaykhlim and imsa kosher apostle, they ain't beged. That's the noshim of the Tumim. Tumim says the same thing by Isha, and chere cotton is like an Isha.
Why can't you make it tonight?
Let's just finish this. As a main, according to Tumah and Nesivis, you wouldn't have a b'chal problem of Nimsteh from a Kavi Apostle, because the cotton is the b'chal. But the Kivega that was bothered by the Kasha, that bothered him, and he said the Chari, the cotton, should might ruin it of Nimsteh from a Kavi Apostle, and he had to go say, we're not Choshish, the Knesset Gedolim by Dayanim, or by Eidus, you see the Kivega does hold that passed by cotton Nimsteh from a Kavi Apostle. You have a Mordek Machoikis, then Kivega and Nesivis and Tumah. Nesivis and Tumah saying this far. You don't have a din Nimsech HaMekar Apostle by cotton. But this Kivega, you see, he's chayel. You see, he holds the cotton also would have the din of Nimsech HaMekar Apostle. What are you saying about tonight? I'm sorry.
I don't know if he needs it, but why?
You may make it that if he's
cotton. I think
he
should be a
chayel in the
best. Other stuff is probably a chayel in the best. So Drabon, it's okay.
And the Tanai would help for Nimsech HaMekar Apostle. You have to know those that helps. We once spoke about that. If you say Beferish that you're not included in the Kat, that takes off the Psal. Okay, maybe that worked. But Akupan, this one to point out, you have over here, he says that Machoikas and Nimsachem at Ohasel by a cotton. But Akupan, the Kirik Zeitz over here was. No, it's a Diak and this is Kirik by Hatas Adarim. Simon Gimel, that he's Chelik, and everyone says over the season, but the Shino is Kirik and Simon Gimel, which is his Chelik. But Akoponim, the Kirigas Eitz over here was to take Abba Matirim, take four Matirim, three Vali Gleonim, and one this boy that he trusts, he'll be the fourth Matir. So, Bistach Echonim, and Sefer Nacha Yitzchak, Bistach Echonim was a Pesach Gadol, this Beshaita, in Kavner Rav, he is a Kasha, what you were asking on Kivega, how can Kivega say take four the Yonim? How do we bez and shuffle? We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Bezin and Beis, it's many places, ain't ois and Bezin shuffle. The Bezin is never supposed to be an even amount. The reason is because you don't want to have what's called a split decision. You don't want to have two against two, and then you want to have a psak. If you have an odd number, you're always going to have a psak. Either all three are going to pass it one way, or it'll be two against one, and you'll have a right. But you never want to have a Bezin that's an even number. If you have an even number, you might not have a psak. It says, din, ain't ois and Bezin shuffle. Nachal Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, how do you have over here four Dayanim? So even maybe you're going to say that by Nedarim, Hatos Nedarim is not a problem of Bez and Shachal. Tainit Yitzchak Chanan, the Tosis in Babasa says the whole reason why you need Shoshay Jaitis is for that reason, Enes and Bez and Shachal. Because the Gemara is a little bit unclear what the drasha is of what exactly the drasha is that you need three Hajaitis. So Tosis, there's only two sheets in Tosis. Tosis brings down one pshat in the Gemara is the drush is the Torah says Roshay Matlis. In the beginning of the pasuk is Roshay Matlis. So we dash it from Roshay. Rashi means this. We get there right. Roshay Matlis is that is Mash Mishnayim. That's the Torah says. The Mitzif and Oyachar. We eat on one more. That shouldn't be Bezin Shachol. So you see that, and then there's a different pshat, but it's also very similar. That the main drush is that there should be two Dayanim. And we masif and ayilachar, and we make it three dayanim, it shouldn't be bezin shachol. So according to Tosis, the whole reason why you need three people by Tosis Adarim is because it should be bezin shachol. So you see, Beferish is then bezin shachol by Tosis Adarim Midaraisa. How could the Kivega say you should have four? So Bitzachan brings down the Bemis Rashi is different. He says Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash also says it, right? And his other Rishonim bring it also that they're going to now it says in Torah, Aaron Ubon of Shnayim, before you saw Shlesha. That's the Josh. Aaron Ubon of Shnayim, before you saw Shlesha. So it's not because of Bezin Shachol. It's a posik that you're going to have a Ferish if you have three Dionim. As a minimum, maybe you could say three Dionim is Din Deraisa, and there's no Dininus in Bezin Shachol by Tassadar. Of the Vitzchan Tainus, if you look in the Sugi, Rabbi Shem seems to go the other way. Rabbi Shem seems to say that the Igad Josh only tells you that there should be two Dionim by Tassadar. And the reason why you have three is because Enes and Bezin Shachol. It's a main effect of Kivega. How could the Kivega be Mekel and have Bezin Shachol? Because you only have Psak. That's the Chayyad Asfara. It's not a Hayra, it's a Din. Yeah, but you're not coming to them for that Hayrah. You're not coming for them for Hayrah. You're going to Shlesha Jaitis, you don't expect them to Paskin. Okay, that's a Svara. We're going to get to that soon. Well, nice, it seems to be, at least according to Rabbi Shain of Eferish, that there's the whole Makar, what, you need three and not two, is because there's a Bezin Shachol. So after the Kivega say you can use four, it's a Bezin Shachol. So the Chaim Ba'akush, I'm thinking that could be the Kivega held, the nice is not put down in Paiskim. That you said they cannot Enes and Bezin Shachol by Tassel Darin. The Paiskim don't mention it. You can say that the Seimachan, the din of Enes and Bezin Shachol, which we have Alma, and Hilchos Bezin, we have other places, Enes and Bezin Shachol, but over here it's not mentioned Beferish. But even more, I'm thinking that there's really other rights to the Shaiva. Mashal, we'll start with the Tetsu Nivamis in Mitzvah Chalitza, Tetsu Daf Kaf Aleph. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a drasha that Mitzvah Chalitza B'Shalisha, the sign is Kenim Shnayim, Vein Bezin Shokom, Mesifin Lein Oed Echad, Harikan Shalisha. The Gemara says that how do you know by Chalitza you have to do in front of a Bezin of Shalisha? The Gemara says because it says Kenim. He's supposed to do chalitza in front of his kenim, and we dash in kenim is two. Beinayis and bezin shachol. That's why he has to do chalitza in front of three. So Tosfos says a kasha. discussion. So it says achira, the whole din of ein eisim bezin shakel is because we need hachra, we need a psak. If you have an even amount, maybe it'll be two against two, you won't have a psak. But over here by chalitza, we don't need any psak, it's just a din. The chalitza is done in front of a bezin. Well, it's just a din to do it in front of a bezin, you don't need a psak, well, why should you care if it's a bezin shakel? That's the discussion. So Taisa says, similar to what you were saying, Taisa says that by chalitza, a lot of shaylos have come up. It's not just that you have to do it in front of a bezin, you need the bezin to make sure it's done right. If the bezin has to tell you, was it the right shoe, was it done right, was the whole say the chalitza done right, it's actually very complicated. Maybe that's why you know it's a bezin shakal by chalitza also. And then Taisa says the second teretz, Yoydish shleim, the b'chol duftim, the bein v'roi l'bezin, ain't bezin shakal. Says, whenever you need bezin, ain't bezin shakal. So what's the two sheets and taisis? I think this is the machlokes and taisis. The first sheet that holds that in the eis and bezin shakel is only where you need a hachra, only where you need a das naita. You have to make sure you have a psak, and that's what taisis has to say, that b'chlitz also we need a psak. But the second sheet of taisis is that it's a din and it's in tzuris ha-bezin, and whenever you need a shem bezin, the tzuris ha-bezin is a bezin which is royal l'hayra. Even if we don't need a hayra, we don't need a psak, we don't need a hachra, but the taitsh bezin, the ches of bezin is a bezin that can give a psak, a bezin that will, that can be a bezin noita, not a bezin that's possible to be 50-50. That's, I want to bring another ray from a Gemara. What? So maybe that would be Pashatiz. Maybe if you make a mint, maybe if you make a mint, maybe when he said take an extra dime, maybe he only meant take five. Yeah, you know, sorry, that would be an exit.
Would that work? Yeah, why not? On the side it's possible that it's four. But he's holding it to me after the current Pashatiz. He said that if you have
a head, it doesn't matter what. Maybe Einis and Bezen Shabbos only the Abana. I'm not sure. If you have Einis and Bezen Shabbos the Abana, then you can be Simach and Chazak and Rav, but that's not a Bezen Shabbos. So Vayis Kivega says the first four. He says it twice. He says take Abba Baravi, and he says the fourth one will be this Bachra Ben Zayde. He seems to say it twice. So Chayyim Kivega is not worried about the Bezen Shakel, which we have to understand why. So I'm saying it seems to be Machlekes and Taisus also in Yeramis. I'm thinking he might also be telling the Sugya and Gittin Dachlam of Beis on Beis. The Gemara says the Mishnah talks about the Halacha of being Mabatel Get. The husband writes a Get Lishma. He is able to be Mabatel the Get. If he's mabatel the get, then the get cannot be given. But you should mabatel, the Mishnah says you have to mabatel the get in front of a bezin. So the Gemara says, in front of how many people do you have to mabatel the get? If Nachman is in front of beis, Nachman is in front of two, if Sheshulam is in front of gimel, Sheshulam is in front of three. And the Gemara says, if Sheshulam is in front of gimel, the reason why you need to mabatel the get in front of three bezin katani, because the Mishnah says bezin. If Nachman is in front of beis, the beit trei nami bezin karilu. The Nachman Tain is that they trade two people is also called a bezin. So Rashi teaches Bishleim Gabi. This Rashi's lashon. Bishleim Gabi Dina the Mamayna Boy Shleisha. Bishleim by Mamayna Dina three, because they have to paskin. Abahochay Dui Ba'amuhu. But here you just bring Maidia in front of the bezin who betrayed Sagi in front of two is enough. The Chayyeh, according you see Rashi saying this far, at least in Rav Sheish in Rav Nachman. I mean that when you don't need a psak, you don't need a hafra, then a bezin can be a bezin shakel. But the other man, Sheshes will hold with Negimel, he holds always, even when you don't get Psak, Hachra, the
Taisha. Why not one?
It's not called a Bezdin, I guess the Bezdin has to be two. That's what he says, Beit Shrei Nami Bezdin Karilu. Beit Shrei is also a Bezdin. It's a Bezdin, but it's only a son Bezdin Shokel. So I'm sure you see the Shrei. Can you have is Bezdin Shokel a Din Dapka where you need a Hachra and a Psak? Or was it Din and Sus a Bezdin, even when you don't need a Psak? Well, more raya I had from a Taisus in Megillah, the Chachim on the base. The Taisus talks about the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about also the halacha of being paid the kaka from Hekdesh. When someone's Makdesh gives the Hekdesh kaka, and what the Hekdesh has no use for it, so they want to sell it and use the money to buy things for the base of Hekdesh. The Torah says, especially for the Kosov, when you paid the kaka, you have to have asori, you have to have 10 people to do Shema. You have to have a bezin of 10 people, and one of them has to be a kohen. You get 9 people, and at least one kohen. You have 10 people, and they do the shuma. They evaluate what the kaka is worth, and then bezin sells it for that money. You pay this. Special tzias kosov, you have to have 10 people. So if it takes the kasha li emayinu boi echerasa. The Torah taka says from the pesukim you see that you need 10. But why do you need 11? If it takes this, the ain bezin shakol, the whole dove should totally show him b'shikol das. This is the same bezin shakel. What's history is the words b'chol dava tolly shayim b'shikol das. Anything which is tolly in shikol hadas, same bezin shakel. You cannot have an even amount. You have to have an odd amount. So in Tesis Loshin, they says Ein doesn't shakel because of Shetona Biyarim Bez Shikal Das. I want to be Medayik that the only chsur of Bez Shakel is when it's Zach which needs a hachra, needs a psak, when needs a evaluation of the value of the field. But if we just damadin l'moshul and like a tos adarim, we don't need any psak or any hachra. You just need a bezin to be sitting there. It's mashma from Tesis that you don't need bezin shakel. Right, okay, so we're medayik from this place. I want to be medayik from this place, it heals that way. But then it says it's not mukhrach, because I'm thinking that it could be Tesis here is saying this, the reason why Tesis throws in that if you need a shikol das over here is for a different reason. Maybe Tesis is declaring, is this bechalad in bezin or not? It's interesting, Joshua, the Gemara says that when you play the hektish, you have to have it evaluated by 10 people. Is that in bezin? Or maybe that's a sepik zesa kosov, that's not in bezin at all. So that's maybe why Tesis throws in the lashon that since it's only in shikol das, that already gives you a teres bezin. Anything that we need that their opinions on, thus is already a din bezin. And there's another Tesis in Erchin, Dafi Tesum Beis, which is the same Tesis, and if you look at Tesis lashon over there, it fits in a little bit more. But I did see a kasha in a chedushim from Baruch Saratskin, the Tel Zeshiva. He has a beautiful kasha. He says on this Tosis, the Tosis says that why is it enough 10 to do the shuma to evaluate the value of the field? I suspect that it should be Ein Bezin Shakel, it should be 11. In fact, the Baruch Saratskin and Kasha, he says the whole Indian of Ein Bezin Shakel and L'chayr is only on something which is possible to have two answers. It's either Moshul, either Chayav or Pata. If it's two possibilities of Chayav or Pata, then you have a problem with Bezin Shakel, that maybe two will say Chayav, two will say Pata. And that's why you have to have an odd number, and if you have three, you're for sure going to get a psak. The worst, even if it's a split decision, two will say chayiv and one will say pata. But in a zaf like this, of shuma, of evaluating the opinion kakoyis, is possible more than two possibilities. You could have 11 possibilities. One person could say it's worth $100, one person could say it's 150, one person could say it's 200, one person could say it's 300. You could have 11 different possibilities. So what does it help to have 11 people? You could still have a bezin, you still have in your bezin shakel even by 11. Even if you have 11 people, what's the difference if it's 10 or 11? It's still possible you won't have an answer. It's still possible you'll get 11 different opinions of what the kach is worth and you won't have a psak. If you hear what the kach is, if it's
a
what?
Is he by
10 or 10 shakel? Yeah, well, it's minor convenience. It's always going to be a problem. The only time Ein Bezin Shakel helps is if it's
gain.
Only.
You don't gain
by having an Ein Bezin Shakel. You don't
what
get
do anything.
Oh, what happens in case the taka are 11 different opinions? 11 opinions, you taka, I don't know. You keep on hitting on what the yon until you get. But you have right. When you get one, we need one guy to agree with him, then it's you have two votes for one number, and everybody else has one vote. And we go to Roy, and you have the interesting Roy. We have two. Is it called 2 against 50? But each one is disagreeing. Maybe you have to waste the Mama Shuri, I don't know. But you don't take an average. You don't take an average.
Maybe they agree to the praise value.
But that's the question. What place is they asking that Ein Bezin Shakel with 10 and make 11? 11 is not going to help. Ein Bezin Shakel only helps if it's two possibilities. If it's two possibilities, then when you have Ein Bezin Shakel, if you have an even number, you can have a psak. But if it's possible to have 11 different opinions on a shayla like this, it's not going to help. But if you know the way we're saying that the whole din of Ein Bezin Shakel is a din in Tzuris Bez Din, which at least in the case, in a normal case of Bezdom, where there's two possibilities, then you can understand Tesis Kasha. And Tesis Kasha was over here that don't do 10, make 11, so you have a 2 of Bezdom. And if it's a thin 2 of Bezdom, you move like that. No. I think he just has to be there.
Because if you know that the coin has to be part of the stack.
Yeah.
So it's
going to
be better
in
your
shop. Because,
here's
the
thing.
So he has to go with one of them, yeah.
So he has to go along with them.
I think not.
But
I think he just has to be there. Afterwards, a maskim, yeah. Afterwards, we tell them you have to mask him to the Roy. Maybe that's what happens. Yeah, when you have a Roy, we tell the coin and we tell them you have to be maskim, and they are. One more Roy in the Sefer Shamishpah from the Vilna Echreinim, famous Echreinim, the Shamishpah, Simon Zayn, Sifkat and Dahl, he brings down, there's a Gemara and Hedin of Test, it says that Shnei Temichom, Shasayin and Zezeh, Ein Yeshem B'din Echad. If you have two Deyonim that are Sayinim, that hate each other, the apostle of the honest. And the reason is because we're afraid that one dying is just going to say the opposite of the other one. If one guy says chai, the other dying who hates him is going to say potter, not because he feels potter, not because he means it. He's a sign of the other one. You say chai, I'm going to say potter. I'm going to say the opposite of you. Therefore the sign of apostle for the yonim, to be the yonim. But the Shah Mishra brings down, he brings the Kamarais, that the b'di'evit, in case the two signim are masking to each other, then it's kasha. The din is kasha. The mashal, they both said chayiv, obviously they held themselves in, but they took away their sin, and they both said what they really meant, because they're agreeing, then b'di'evit, the din is kasha. That's the halacha by signim. The Shah Mishra says, but by Bezen Shokol, even if a psak comes out, let's say if a Bezen Shokol for the yonim, and three say one way, one says the other way, and you have a psak, that's possibly even b'di'evit. So if I have the Shamishpa, what's the chiluk? How come by Sainim b'di'evit, if it turned out there was no problem, that the two Sainim agreed, and you see it's an effective din, b'di'evit is kasha. But by Bezen Shokol, if it turned out that there wasn't a problem, it wasn't a split decision, you have a roi, even b'di'evit is possible. And you blast the rachim, what's the chiluk? So thinking the way we're saying, that the din in Tzus Bezen, that's why it's possible, even b'di'evit. It's not just a practical. By Sainim, it's not a Sainim and Tzus Bezen. It has a Tzus Bezen. The whole problem is we're afraid that one Sainim is going to say the opposite of the other one. But in case they agree, then there's no Chash. So that's what we did with Chash. Mashen came by Bezen Shokol. The Tzus and the Tzus Bezen. This is not the Chesed and Bezen, the Bezen which is possible not to have a Psaq. So even if a Psaq comes out, it's possible even with the Evid. There's a Mela from all these Rayas, and we could say that's where Kivega held. And also the steam of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anywhere there's a psul bezen shokol with tansa darim. We can say by a zach, which is we have rights both ways. But if we say if we go with the other rayas, that's not a din in tzus bezen. It's just a din in a zach with nizahachra that is psul bezen shokol. It seems to kivega wasn't chayshish steam bezen shokol by tansa darim. Give him a minute left. I just say another shukavot on Pashas Matis that was laying yesterday. Mechamas Midian, the Torah says, "Vedavishon Moshe Leiman, Koyim Nikmas Nei Sol Meisam Midyanim, Achat Yesef Al Mecha." The Rebbeinu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a mitzvah to be Noikim Nikmas Nei Sol from Midyanim. In the previous pashas and in the Pashas Bal, there was the Meisa that Midian was Machshul Chayisol and Chet, and the Gantz Magefa, and Pinchas had to be Heishav Eschamosi, Pinchas had to stop the Magefa. So here in this week's Sedra, that we learned yesterday, in Pashas Matis, the Torah says, "Tell give a mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kain Nikmas Nei Sol Meisam Yonim, Tzal Mechem Es Midyan, Achat Yosef Al Mecha." But in the Sefer Mai Metanat, that's from the Rebbe Rashab, from Lubavitch, is written in, it's called Mai Metanat because it's Mai Metof Rishon and Tes. It was written in Tof Rishon and Tes 115 years ago. It's the famous Sefer Chassidus from the Rebbe Rashab, which is in the Masiftis of Lubavitch, the young Bachram, they learn it a lot, the Sefer, the Frat. He has the Kasha, Ma Inyan Mises Moshe Rabbeinu to Mechemes Midian. It seems it's in one Pasuk, the Torah is saying, the Koyim Niklas Nesol Mesim Inyanim, first be Noik and make Mechemes Midian, Acha to Yosef Al Mecha, and afterwards you'll be gathered to your people, afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu will be Nefta. Shtetan Amor the Kasha, it's all one Pasuk. What's the Shechas from Mises Moshe Rabbeinu to Mechemes Midian? What's the inning? He's pretty mired from this kasha of their chassidus. He has 10 other shayna aras, not going to go through all of them. And he basically answers, "Al der chassidus." My father showed me this. My father explained it to me. That's why I'm able to say it over a little bit. He answers, "Al der chassidus." He wants to say, the kids says teretz is that the lashon of Midian is meloshon medon, mem dam nun. And medon in Aramish is lashon of meriva machlekes. It's lashon of machlekes. The lashon of Midian is lashon of machlekes. The Minla, the Maimon Tanat wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu needed a kapara on the machlekes of Kerch Badasa. The Maimon Tanat explains, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not legami in that machlekes, he was totally innocent. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want the machlekes, he did not want the whole Sarah, he didn't want the whole position. He only wanted one thing, the Rasan of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom wants is all Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. The Moshe Rabbeinu did nothing wrong in the machlekes of Kerch Badasa. But from this again, Dr. Maimon Tanat, when a person is involved in the machlekes, even if he's knocking a gamri, even if he didn't do anything wrong, he still needs a kapara. And Moshe Rabbeinu's kapara was to do the mechemes minyan. A kapara in the machlekes was to help another machlekes to make this machlekes mechemes minyan, which was totally shem shemayim and did not affect Klai Yisrael in any way. And if anything, fakir mechemes minyan was a merdik eschus for Klai Yisrael. First of all, the Torah says vayitzev li nifkum menu ish. This is no one died in mechemes minyan. Everyone came back safely. Second of all, Klai saw gain from Mechemes Midian, Beruchnis and Begashmis. Beruchnis, Klai saw gain, they got a whole passion of the Torah of Hagolas Kalim. Even though Mestam the passion would be given anyway, Hagolas Kalim, Abu Lamaisa, the whole passion of Hagolas Kalim, and all these sugyas that we get to learn about Hagolas Kalim, and the end of the Zara, other places, is all came from Mechemes Midian. We got a whole Chayat of Torah from Mechemes Midian. And also, the Gashmias, the Klai Yisrael got a lot of shohol, they got a lot of money, the Torah's Meirich and how to split the money. The main thing was only good that came out of Mechemes Minyan. They got Baruchnis, they got a Pashan Torah, they got the Gashmias, they got money, and Belinifkir Menish, no one lost. And that was the schus that Moshe Ben needed a kapara on Machot Eskar Fadasi. But it's a Moshe Gechidish, and that's the Shech of the Pasuk of Nekoyim Nikmas, Bnei Yisrael. This is the one kapara you need. The other kapara from the main riva that ma'isa was the kapara was not going into Eretz Yisrael.
Until Eretz Yisrael was Moshe. From Eretz Yisrael on, it's Yeshua. Down to the same.
Okay.
So you can't go to Eretz Yisrael. So Nechem Beilah Yagun was still totally Moshe. Yeshua was not. So until he finishes the job, you can't be Teilah Sebel. It's Moshe Zach. He has to finish the job. He was supposed to go create this.